Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini-sode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Keith Carey. Thank you,
man,
for joining
and
us.
And Connor McSpadden.
Hey, hey.
What's up, fellas?
Guys, we have a podcast called, and I wanted to call it The Nasty Boys, but we're calling it The Mean Boys.
It's
Mean Boys, Miss Jackson, if you're Nasty Boys.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go fuck with the RSS feed and get that changed.
See what you can do.
Mess with it.
How would you describe your show?
Yeah.
It's like a late night show if it didn't suck. Yeah, it's kind of what we're going for.
So you think all
your show or the late night show?
Our show. It's, oh, it's, yeah, okay. we take like the vibe of like a late night show, turn it into a podcast, and then make it.
Yeah, we do monologue jokes. So it's like, what if Jimmy Fallon talked about ISIS beheadings? Is essentially the
so you go for it, like uncensored late
night
show.
That's kind of where we know you really from, Keith. And
both
did you guys,
both
Connor's
you guys
from doing
the roast battle.
Yeah. Both you guys are great battlers.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very
both
much.
Of you, we watched you both win. Kill it on stage. It is a hard thing for people to understand. Like, you have to have great writing, and then you have to have the presence to carry it off, to deliver it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you guys are no one is ever disappointed to see the Sklar Bros are judging that night. You guys are
everybody's favorite nobodies.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah, thank you. Who canceled? Yeah.
Who canceled?
Yeah. Oh, you are our favorite people when Mike Lawrence is busy.
Thank you very much. See, the roasting has begun. Well, I'm glad you guys are here, and Daniel Van Kirk. Oh, Dan's here.
Oh, Dan's here. What's Dan?
I just keep showing up.
The surprise of seeing Dan, even though we've already just been
Dan,
out
the
with
anchor
him.
Of this show. Yeah, we are always shocked.
The
to
driving
find
motor. We get stories, dumb stories. We believe that the world is getting dumber. Do you guys agree?
100,000%.
Or is the dumber getting louder?
I think it's a bit of both. I am actually flying out to Muskogee, Oklahoma, directly after I record. I am en route to Dumb People Town right now.
Yes, dude.
That bring is Dumb People City Hall right there.
Yeah, send us a pigeon gram.
It's in Muskogee, and I'm like, that has to be a place that is in North America.
Wait till you see what happens. Well, I mean, thankfully, we have a wonderful dumb community out there of people, dumb ears on the ground, who send us stories.
And townies.
Townies. You guys get it. You guys listen to the podcast. Well, I'm happy that you're here because you're going to lend your very specific and awesome brand of comedy to this story that was sent to us. Daniel, what do we got?
Here we go. This was sent in by Aaron Gailyard. A-R-I-N.
I think you got it right. I think you got it right. There's no need to even go down that road.
I've never seen an Aaron like that. I'm not hating on it. I've just never seen A-R-I-N.
A-R-I-N.
That's some fucking like Legolas Lord of the Rings shit.
Are they missing an A? It could be Aryan.
Nope.
Okay.
Hope not. I sure hope not. What kind of podcast are we doing here?
Gailyard. Gailyard.
Welcome to Crossburns Audio.
At Aaron Danielle 227.
Okay.
227, was that the show?
Yes, Sherman Hemsley's.
Yeah.
There we go. 227.
It's a very white name with a very black reference.
All of it. Spring Hill, Florida.
Yep.
Well, it's no
guys,
way.
Guys, we're here. We made it.
Can I ask you guys something? I've never brought this up. So a lot of these articles I get, you know, they start out by saying as though like a newswire service or whatever, like here's where this took place. Didn't we like 25 years ago all agree to just start, you abbreviate states with two letters?
Yeah. Yeah.
I am not shitting you. All it happened to this one, FLA period.
What?
That's nonsense.
Like, who's
either write Florida or write
this?
FL. What yeah, is the yeah. A?
It's just FL, right?
But FLA sees, just makes it more confusing.
But is there like an argument in this country right, where who, people are like, no, it's still ILL.
Well, you know what it is? FLA, it actually took place in Flavortown.
Flavor like, Flav's apartment.
Like, you guys remember, didn't Missouri
and he lives
used to
in
have
an apartment now.
Three? No, wasn't it MOU at one point?
No, it was just MO.
It was always. You
always
never had a third
MO. That was our MO. That was our MO.
Well, I think Illinois was ILL.
Possible.
So this says FLA.
Who if just sees could, FL and is just could settle
this explain yourself.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you see that headline and you're like, well, Florida. You know, that's redundant. Yeah.
It's on this show. Right. It's Florida.
I was going to say Florence, Italy. Near, near the Duomo, there's a man with his shirt off.
Yeah, somebody got drunk and stole a gondola.
That's chewing Venice. His cheeks. That's Venice, like but fine.
I think Massachusetts will allow it.
Okay, sorry, I don't know my Italy facts.
Keith will allow it. Massachusetts.
Well, I'm going to start reading it as is going forward in the town. So Spring Hill Fla. Mm-hmm.
Spring Hill Flato.
Yeah, there you go. Flato.
Flato.
A Florida man was arrested on Wednesday afternoon.
Ooh, Wednesday that's day
that's the worst time you can get arrested.
Did it start Tuesday night, guys? Did it start Tuesday night?
Oh, yeah. This is the end of like two.
No, this is this man, like, wait, this is like a beer in the shower, and then I did this.
Beer. Yeah.
Wednesday afternoon, he's like, hump day. Like, little victories, ma.
By the way, that's a guy who literally has said, it's the weekend somewhere. That's not true. Yeah,
that's not true.
That's not a
Dixie spot.
Even in Australia, it's only Thursday.
A Florida man was arrested on Wednesday afternoon for DUI after he reportedly mistook a Tampa Bank drive-thru for Taco Bell.
Delicious.
Oh, God. That's everything I wanted it to be.
Who hasn't been there? Blast.
I just wanted to, you know, I heard tamp, and I got really worried we were doing some tampon? Sort of feminine hygiene.
Oh, I had the same thing. This took a tampon, and I was like, oh, no, for what?
For his sister.
Tampon bank drive-through for Taco Bell. The hell are these?
I feel like
tube
Tampa
systems they got set up here.
What do I send me a taco through that tube?
Like, I feel like this went an extra step further because this man clearly had a Taco Bell rewards card that he put into the slide.
Sent it through,
and then
it's like a woman threw the glass, or man was probably like, that's not what we are. You're not what you are. That's what I just said.
And I also think there are so many Taco Bell related crimes in Spring Hill, Florida. They do send you your Gorditas through a bank tube just to be at an extra layer of security.
They don't want any contact with the customers in Florida.
Oh, shit. Just, whoop, I forgot the napkins. I'm just going to send them.
It's just like a dye pack full of sour cream in case of a robbery.
The manager comes up to the employees like, did you look them in the eye? That is the first rule. Don't look them
anybody
in the eye.
She's like, I can send you a lollipop and a magnet. That's all we have. Yeah, we don't have anything else.
These people are technically humans, but they're more so primates. Don't show your teeth.
Yes.
All right? Don't make
they
any loud
throw,
noises.
They'll throw their shit at you.
They will become enraged.
Even if it goes well, they're still going to throw their shit at you.
Even if you give them everything he wants. This
what
is
kind of lollipop?
Kind of lollipop.
Can I get fire sauce?
No. There's no fire.
I got a nacho lollipop.
Give me more fire sauce.
We didn't give you any fire sauce.
We
didn't give you any to begin with.
I want three packs of lollipop.
Sir.
You got mints?
I will say this about the guy. He was thinking outside the bun. Which I know is Taco Bell's thing. You guys are saying Tampa. I mean, when you think about Tampa, Tampa is kind of the tampon of the United States.
Yeah.
Sort of like holding
collects all the waste and refuse.
In a certain place. Jamming the blood into Florida. And if you release it,
the keys are the string.
That's right.
These are the strings. Giving the United States septic shock.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's right.
According to the Hernando County Sheriff's Office, the manager of a Bank of America called to report an impaired driver after he found an unconscious man behind the wheel of a blue sedan, Pontiac Grand Am GT. That's my guess.
Yes.
You know it.
That's aftermarket rims.
Aftermarket rims.
Yeah. In the bank's drive-through lane. So he walks up, a little bit of like a tap, tap, tap. Sir?
I'll have Gordita. Three chalupas.
Queso box.
Crunch Ram Supreme.
Sklars, would you like to share with people who maybe haven't heard already how many tacos you guys would order in college?
Not college, high school. After a high school party, we would go to the Taco Bell on Dorset Road in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Dorset Road.
Surprised you didn't take me there.
We should have taken you there. And we would each
order
get
10 tacos.
Knowing full well, given what we had drank that night, that probably in 30 minutes it was all coming back out.
Yeah.
Whole.
Five soft, five hard tacos.
That was your roll?
That was my roll.
Speedball.
Chicken or beef. Yeah. The mix of soft
and
hard.
The Taco Belushi.
Well, no, what you do is you cut your gums open with those hard taco
shells.
So the fire sauce gets directly
into
the bloodstream like nicotine gum.
It was...
Jesus. Well, yeah, at that point, the tacos are really functioning as like an alcohol tampon. You just need something to soak it up in the stomach.
Tampa.
Do either one of you think you could do 10 tacos now?
Yeah.
I told it would rip you apart.
It would destroy my innards
in
a way. I could definitely do it. I could not do what we did in college when McDonald's had a 19-cent hamburger, 29-cent cheeseburger phase. That's early 90s. Yeah. And I did 10.
Those are like Mark
10.
Twain prices.
Yeah, 10 burgers.
That's incredible.
$2, 10 burgers.
We ate the
hamburger,
then we painted a fence.
I'd like a rhubarb shake, please. Do you guys ever like wake up with heartburn and be like, oh shit, Randy's having tacos?
Yeah.
Would that be the worst kind of twin psychic connection to have?
Bad decisions.
Oh, buddy, why did you do the Oreo shake?
Moss.
I think they still do that.
Oh, God, it's fourth meal somewhere.
I think they do that in Chicago. There's like, it's like 69-cent hamburgers and 79-cent, you know, for inflation, obviously.
There's a
but
moment.
They still do that.
I've said this
Chicago.
On the show before. When we were in New York, we just saw the place. We just saw it. It's right around the corner from the Comedy Cellar where we used to, like, with our buddy, get our haircut. We would all get our haircut at this place. It was $10 when we moved there in 94.
We all went to the same place because it was so cheap. It was the only thing we could afford.
$10. Yeah. That's what it was to cut our hair. Two or three years into it, they changed management, and then the haircut went down to $7. And I got mad.
Yeah.
I was like, $7 means he, like, 10 at least he could care a little bit. $7 means he doesn't have to give a shit at all.
No.
It's like, I have to look, throw caution to the wind.
Presently, in 2018, $8.
Where?
Right by USC. Yeah.
I go to the same place. Oh, yeah, that's why my hair always looks like shit.
I know.
No, these
you
ladies.
You look like a lesbian.
They fade you up real good, and it's like they'll be like smoking a cigarette and making bank calls while they're doing it, and
course.
They do a fantastic job.
Yeah, you got the good one, and I got the one who was just like, whatever, we close in 20 minutes. Here you go. Yeah.
Well, it was an Italian guy who cut our hair. His name was Steve. Bald. Always a great indication of how good someone cuts hair if he's bald.
Yeah. Right.
And he always be like, I cut a you hair. Hey, I cut a you hair.
I cut a you hair.
It's like, what time are you open to? We open at 8. Come before 8.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're open at 8. Come before 8? I'm sorry. Are we supposed to come before 8?
I do love the
two
casual.
Haircut fell off of the truck.
I do love the two casual small business where you call them and you're like, so when do you guys open? I don't know. When can you get here? We just we got the scissors. You got the hair. We'll figure it out.
We'll make it work.
It's an economy.
There are no hours.
So this person goes up and knocks on the window of a sleeping person.
The manager told deputies that after beating on the car window for, quote, some time.
What is sometime?
What is sometime? Oh,
how
long are you knocking on the window?
How many knocks and then how many Jesus.
That's like saying you hooked up. It's so vague. Like, did you kiss? Did you fuck? No.
Sometime.
Sometimes.
Just 5 minutes
some time
or, together.
Yeah, it took some time.
Sometime. That to me is like a knock, knock, knock. Then like a knock. Then I'm like, yo, man. Hey.
Well, probably it didn't wake him up.
You're in the hood at that point.
I know why it didn't wake him up, because he just had like packing tape that he had created windows out of.
Yeah, there's no window anymore. There's no tapping on
it's just sort of
plastic bag. Sometime could be the Paleozoic era.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's also sometime.
That's a period of time, yes.
Yeah, like old school letters. Like, it's been some time since I've written you.
Right.
Eight years.
Dearest Martha, I want to make a deposit at my local bank of
at my local Taco Bell. Please get me a rhubarb shake.
So the manager tells deputy he was beating on the car for the window for some time. After that, he was able to wake the driver. Upon waking up, the driver asked the bank manager for a burrito. The bank manager then informed him this was not a Taco Bell. No. Which means the guy woke up thinking, like, he thinks he's so together. He's like, yeah, I want a burrito. Like, I'm on point.
He's like, the fuck is taking you guys so long?
Yeah.
Well, it's like he's coming out of cryo freeze. It feels like it's been 1 second for him, and it's been some time.
Yes, and he's wearing like his tie and his little vest, and he's like, wow, this is a really nice Taco Bell. Yeah. I picked a good one.
To your car, they bring it?
Oh, this is old school. Are you on skates?
When does the movie start? This is not a drive-in, sir. God.
So then he tells him, you are not at a Taco Bell. So the guy drives away. You'd think that could be the end of it.
Yeah. If it was the end of it, that probably wouldn't be a story in Dumb People Town.
When deputies arrived, they found the blue sedan in the parking lot.
Still.
So he drove from the drive-thru to a spot in the parking lot, which every bank I've been to, the parking lot's just attached to the drive-thru.
Oh, no, it's right there.
He went like 20, 30 feet, and then he's like, I'm good, right here.
Yeah.
I will give him credit for that, being like, you should not be driving.
No, not well enough to drive.
Yes. I kind of wish the bank manager had been like, I'll trade you your keys for a burrito.
There you go.
Because you know,
give
like,
me your keys. Yeah, key. We'll get
two
you
burritos. Done.
Yeah.
I mean, if you live in Florida, in Spring Hill especially, you got to be tired of making weird burrito-related citizens arrests.
Yes.
This has to be a regular
thing.
35th
one this
I've got a barter with our safety.
He just calls
using
the cops. Got another one. All right, we'll be there,
Wait,
Glenn.
Who said
send
that,
the Doritos
Jay?
Loco division. What?
Okay, Jay, you said that. Your friend who was a cop? Who said that? Or who knows a cop?
So I talk about it on this show?
I think you told me after a show.
I went to a friend's house and they were friends with a guy who's a cop. So that guy came over in LA and he's like, I have a way to solve all drunken disputes and problems. I was like, what's the way? I want to hear what you have to say.
Because you're a cop, you're on the front lines, you see it all the time.
Right, he's in the streets. He's like, Doritos. I was like, what? He's like, Doritos. I fill up my trunk with Doritos. I was like, Cool Ranch or regular? He's like, regular.
Gotta be the orange.
Because people have attitudes about Cool Ranch.
Not zesty. Like,
when I take out Doritos, someone will say, there's a crazy guy on the street who's yelling at people and spitting. I'll take out a bag of Doritos, I'll walk over, and I'll be like, hey man, if you calm down, I'll give you this bag of Doritos. Every time. 10 out of 10 times. Crazy people calm down for Doritos. He's like, we could eliminate all police brutality. We could get rid of all these things. He's like, I want to have this documented on a chess cam. Doritos are the answer. I was like, spicy Doritos? No. Regular.
Gotta be regular.
Red Doritos are the answer. So
they should start keeping a burrito on
hand. A burrito
hand.
On hand. Yeah. For
by the way, Taco Bell started doing the Dorito shelled burrito.
Yeah.
What could that do?
Dorito shell taco.
Dorito shell taco.
I gotta figure that's like world peace at that point.
I think we just throw that into the Middle East and it sorts itself out.
That's a two-state solution right there.
But think about this. If we drop
Nacho and Cool Ranch.
A two-shell solution.
Like Cool Ranch Palestine.
I like that this man is treating like violent transigents just like a rowdy second grade class. Like I've got Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, I got them. If we dropped Taco Bell on the Middle East, like tons of it. I'm talking about enough to change someone's like attitude and change their eating habits, we could make people lazy enough to forget about the war.
Oh, I agree. For sure.
We could get ISIS super fat. That's how
just
we fix it.
PlayStations. We drop PlayStations and we drop
ISIS. Would just be like, you know what? I ate all that shit. I don't want to do.
Anything for a couple days.
You know, this is what happens when you bastardize a culture for capitalism. Is delicious Dorito shell tacos.
I think democracy works.
At some point they'll be like, what are we fighting? Are we fighting this? Because if we're fighting this, this is good.
This is great.
If nacho fries are wrong, I don't want to be
right.
So,
did you see that commercial for the nacho fries? It was a guy in a business office, and he's
business office. This shows that you haven't worked in.
I haven't worked in an office in so long.
You could just call it an office.
An office building. He's like in an office.
Recreational office.
He's in his boss's office, and the boss is kind of not even yelling at him, but it just picks up the very end of a conversation where the guy has like pictures, almost as if he's like at a private investigator, and he slams them down on the desk and he's like, nacho fries! And that's it. That's the whole commercial.
That's the whole commercial?
Yeah. Like he's so mad that they've been doing tons of research and like nacho fries is the end.
Well, when deputies arrived, they found
Real quickly back to the Doritos thing? Yes. I just want to see you guys like sitting down with like this like weeping mother, and they're just like, we know it's been 2 years since we lost Trayvon, but we want you to partner with us on this new policing strategy, and we think this is going to really revolutionize
the
field. Hand
them the Doritos.
Yeah. And then
Frito-Lay Von Martin.
What's your guys' Twitter handle? Because this is a good time for the listener to learn it.
Send the Mean Boys Podcast.
Okay.
Send them all your hate, guys.
We don't condone that. They found a blue sedan in the parking lot. The driver, ready for this name, it's the best. It's everything you'd want it to be.
Let's hear it.
Douglas Francisco was still in the driver's seat.
That should be a town in Florida.
Right.
It's like their San Francisco is Douglas Francisco.
In the driver's seat with the car running. All he had to do was turn that off.
I know. By the way, if you are, this is out to all of our townies. Yes. If you are, you've had too much to drink or any bit to
Dan
drink.
Has told us, take
and
the
you
keys.
Think you're tired, take the keys out of your car and then
like,
you will not
over,
get a
go
DUI.
To sleep, but take the keys out. Otherwise, you show intent to drive.
But
you
also,
still get a
if
DUI.
You still have an ignition that starts with keys going into it, that says a lot about you as a person.
Right. You haven't made that first mistake. Avoid it.
And if you're a real man, just drive drunk to Taco Bell like
an
American.
At Mean Boys. The manager of the bank confirmed
that's a key comment. You know, that maybe you should have thought about some of your guests' financial situation. You know I'm flying to Muskogee. You think I got
to
flying
to Muskogee, for Christ's sake.
Hey, you're not hitching. The manager of the bank confirmed that Francisco was the same driver he called about, which just pictures to me the manager he's like really inserted himself into this investigation. Mm-hmm. That's the guy. Like, we got it. Okay, no, that's him. I don't know. We know.
Yeah. There's two drunk guys and two different Pontiacs in this parking lot.
Which Pontiac?
Which one's the
that's
real Taco Bandit?
I called about the Grand Am.
How many times did the bank manager try to get the cops to open up a checking account? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Guys,
I mean, while
we
you guys are here,
0% finance. You get
I'm
a
trying,
older.
I'm trying to sell a subprime mortgage on a trailer right now.
Hey, like, fellas, why not protect and save?
Yeah.
No, I've only got one burrito. No, you cannot have it, Douglas.
Nobody has called this man Douglas in 30 years. No. This dude's name is fucking Doug.
He's Doug. No. He's not gonna have like a straight up Doogie. Maybe Doogie. Doogie.
My dream is that his full name is Douglas Thomas Francisco, and he goes by DTF. That's my dream for him.
He is down to Francisco.
Yes, he is.
This bank now has like a glass case that you break with burritos in it. So he's just to have like, no, those are the emergency burritos.
He walks around singing, I left my beer in Douglas Francisco.
Douglas Francisco is like a name that you come up with as a kid writing a story. Like, I need a cool guy named Douglas Francisco. Yeah.
Or he's the PI who's investigating Doug Francisco.
That's and right. searching Douglas for Francisco. Carmen Sandiego.
Yes.
According to the arrest report, Francisco made several unusual statements. This is a time where I wish that we had spent less time trying to figure out how to abbreviate Florida and more time putting in what those unusual statements were.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wait, you guys a themed restaurant? You guys dress as cops at
What's
this Taco
happening
Bell?
Here? What is this? Are you guys strippers?
Yeah. All right, get to it then. Let's I don't go. Have much money on me. You should know right now.
I have one burrito worth of money.
And that asshole won't bring it.
Have my burrito and some fire sauce.
Right. After Francisco failed a series of field sobriety tests, he was placed under arrest. Like, how many did the cops need?
Yeah.
He already thought
get
he was
one
a
and you're like, we
give
got
him
it.
One, dude. And then be like, we got it, right, man? And I think DTF would have been like, you okay. got it, man.
The cops are probably like, we came all the way out here. Let's have a show.
Right.
Let's see two or three more sobriety tests.
You got that unicycle, Mike? Bring that out.
Yeah, bring the juggling balls out. Let's see how he does.
Yeah. The alphabet's a little tough. I could do the menu backwards. Right. That'll get me out of this.
Yes. No, he knows that by heart.
All right. I'm going to ask you guys now. We'll get out of here on this. How old is Douglas Francisco?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
Oh, man.
You are our guests.
We have four of us here.
I know. So, Keith and Connor, you guys can decide which one of you wants to go first or last. So you can choose.
Where
role.
Are you going in the lineup?
I had a strong number pop into my head. So I know this might first. Not be the game theory answer to go first, but I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna take us away. I think he's a 32-year-old man.
Okay.
I think that is prime Florida crime age. You haven't quite settled down to your, like, you know, food stamps trailer life. You know,
but
you still
you
got some big
better.
Dreams rattling around your head, but you're out there scrounging. You're going to Taco Bell. You're partying a little bit. You're like, I'm not
on
old.
A Wednesday.
Yeah. So I think he's a 32-year-old man.
All right. How old are you, by the way?
24.
Okay. So you have ways to get to 32. That still feels like an old man to you.
Keith, do you want to go?
I'll take the tick spot.
Go second.
I'm going to say this dude is 40, but he looks 65 as hell.
Thank you very much. 65 AF. Go ahead, Jay. I'm going to say he is 60 years old. This is a 60-year-old man. This is a 19-year-old kid.
19 years old.
But his life is over at this point.
So 32, okay. 40.
32 from?
32 right. from Connor.
Right.
40.
Keith said 40.
You say 60.
I say 60. You say 19.
19. We're all over the map here.
Man. You guys
we're
all
more, more over the all over the map than Doug Francisco.
Douglas Francisco, who thought a bank was a Taco Bell and then literally tried to not escape.
Mm-hmm.
Is 28 years old.
Oh!
Ooh, we're here! Yeah.
Pointing at the wrong guy.
Connor, very nice.
That's
done.
Probably nice for you to be able to do that to
there
somebody else for
oh,
once.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got, I'm going to say
this
about
He looks like a villain,
him.
Right?
He's
wow.
got great
yeah.
hair.
He looks like the villain or he
An
looks like the equipment manager
death.
Of yeah. a D2 basketball team.
He kind of looks
he's
like
not
he,
the main bad guy from the Bond movie, but he's the guy who's like the muscle.
Yeah, this guy like he gets like, killed in the opening.
He like date raped his way out of Slytherin. He's got that kind of evil look.
Mean Boys.
I've never seen somebody look so European and do some shit so American.
It looks like he has a scar from a cold sore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he tried
Man,
to pick off.
This
yeah,
is,
you gotta let it go.
That guy has hepatitis X.
That's like some
You look at that guy, I mean, that's the type of guy that if you see him asleep in a car, most people would be like, there's no reason to deal with this.
That is a guy who fucks your sister, then asks for a ride home. Yeah. That is his vibe.
From your apartment.
Oh, like yes, I'm the horrible one here. Yeah.
No, he asked for a ride home, and he's at his house.
Yeah.
That's how drunk that guy is all the time.
Stop at the ATM. I want gorditas.
Go, Go to the Wells Fargo. I'm thinking fried chicken.
All right.
What banks does he think are other fast food places?
That's what I want to know. I would love to find out.
All right, there you go. There's your mini. Enjoy that. Have a great weekend. Check out their podcast,
the Mean Boys Podcast.
Where can people get it? Just on iTunes?
iTunes, everywhere. YouTube, SoundCloud.
MeanBoysPodcast.com. We're on tour, going all over the East Coast in April. So go to the website. We'd love to see you guys
out there. Doing your podcast live in different venues?
Podcast and stand-up.
I love it.
Take personal umbrage with the things we've said on the program today.
Yeah, go after
confront
me.
These guys. Go to their shows and confront them.
Just walk right up to them and confront them. Thank you, boys, for doing it. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.